That it's the redoubt that's been isolated from the Mat-Trans section. That huge laboratory section. Never seen anything like that in any of the redoubts that we've jumped to, have we? It's a new one.
Yeah, could be.
Those devilish white coats. They are fearsome experiments behind the safety of locked doors and screened units. Highest sec clearance anywhere. Who knows what frightful mischief they might have been up to in those last weeks before the new cost revealed the utter futility of all research.
Less we know, the less we worry. Be good to taste fresh air after this week recycled shit. How much farther?
Not more than another quarter mile. Been climbing all the while, but it's finally starting to level off some.
I'm hungry, Dad.
We're all hungry, Dean. Something about jumping that makes you feel sick and hungry all at the same time. Long as the main entrance sec door can be opened, we'll soon be out in the good air and do us some hunting.
Right now I could chew on a mutie's skull and drink a bowl of Sticky's blood.
Drink blood, my sweet imp. There's nothing more profane.
Well, better than rat piss.
Ryan ruffled the boy's hair.
Let's get to the entrance first, before it comes to that, and see what we can see.
It was obvious that they hadn't found the main exit from the whole complex. There were no extra security points, and the passage hardly opened at all. It was just wide enough for a single wag to drive through.
Got the standard number code control panel.
Dean had been given permission by his father to go along ahead of them. There wasn't any likely danger with the air tasting the way it did, along with Christie's strong feeling that there was no kind of life anywhere within the redoubt. Ryan looked at the others.
Might as well go out right away. Nothing to gain by waiting. On condition red. Dean, punch in the usual code. We'll see what happens.
But be ready for a quick stop.
I don't know much about using the right word and all that shit, but I know what to do with redoubt sectors.
Jack shrugged, holding out his hands, his palms showing.
Back off, Dean. Stick your fingers down a bear's throat and they get bit off.
Is that a threat, Jack?
Ryan crouched again, ready to peer under the rising sector and give a warning of danger. The others were ranged in a rough half-circle close behind him, everyone with a gun at the ready.
That's enough. This isn't the time to be fighting among ourselves. Pressing the code.
3, 5, and 2.
This time, there was no problem. The monstrous weight began to lift. Ryan squinted into the opening, but didn't order his son to stop the process until the door was about 18 inches off the ground.
Hold it.
Dean pressed the single button that held the sector in position, waiting for the word from his father to continue.
Humid again. Hope we're not back at the village.
It is humid, lover. And it's got the same kind of green taste as before.
Jack dropped to one knee beside Ryan and peeked out cautiously.
Smells like swamps to me. Smells to me like home.
Huh. A bayou smell. More rotting vegetation than the last jump. Not so hot. Not so wet. At least we can breathe this air all right.
Louisiana? Think we're back down in the southeast again?
Could be.
Ryan turned back and looked out under the door again.
Can't see very much. Gray-green trees dripping with Spanish moss.
Always reminds me of the rotting wedding dress of some dead duchess in a Jacobean tragedy. A kind of faded decadence.
I must be getting soft in the head, Doc. Here I am, agreeing with you again.
Take it up all the way, Dean. Unless you don't feel any threat, do you, Christie?
I feel a lot of life, but nothing that close and nothing personally hostile.
Dean pressed the release, and the mass of dull metal began to ascend again, reaching up to the ceiling before it stopped. Now everyone could see out past the entrance to the redoubt, see the tall trees festooned with Spanish moss. There was an open space of overgrown tarmac, surrounded by the vegetation, but no sign of any kind of trail.
Air smells wetter than last time. Sort of gray, colder wetness. Kind of strikes through to the heart of your bones. I'd lay money on the bayous again.
Are we exploring some, lover? Hunt us up some food?
I'd be interested in trying to get at the main entrance to the redoubt. Gotta be something special to have labs that size.
I cast my vote against that suggestion.
Why?
Because, John Barrymore Dix, I have more knowledge of the white coats than any of you. Even more than you, Dr. Wyeth. And I have found them universally evil psychopaths.
I'll go with that. There's some good doctors, but when you get to the experimenters, no, that's not for me.
Could be something triple interesting in there.
I believe that's what Pandora said before opening her box and releasing every plague and wickedness into the world. And forget not, my friend, that the cat was slain by curiosity.
What do you think, Ryan? Might not get a chance like this again.
I honestly don't know, JB.
There might be some kind of pre-dark virus just waiting to leap out and start chilling all over again. I'm with Doc and Mildred on this. If there were any dogs sleeping up there in the main lab complex, then leave them sleeping.
3-1 against going in. How about you, Jack, and you, Dean?
Doc's double rat. Where Whitecoat step, the grass dies.
Dean?
I reckon JB's the one who's right. Wouldn't do no harm, and it might be a real hot pipe to find what they were experimenting with. Could be monsters.
4-2.
How do you vote, Ryan? Just like to know.
I say there has to be a risk of some bug still being around. A place that size was working for the military. Wouldn't have been making raggedy dolls, that's for sure.
5-2. Real solid majority. Still doesn't make it right. Trader said that a man who turns his back and walks away from a closed door will never get rich.
You cunning son of a bitch. You know the traitor didn't say that. He said that a man who turns his back and walks away from a closed door will never get himself chilled. Kinda different.
Guess so. We gonna recon, or do we stand here jawing all day?
When they looked behind them, once they were clear of the lowering weight of the sector, the main surprise was that the redoubt was almost invisible.
It's all buried!
As on previous occasions, Ryan was awed by the extent of the labors of the pre-dark government. To build anything remotely similar in Deathlands would be impossible. The man-hours and technical expertise involved were mind-blowing. The redoubt, from the map, had to have been over a mile in diameter and of a total depth of more than 1,000 feet. Like an iceberg, most of its unimaginable bulk was buried out of sight below the swampy ground. Ryan looked at the complex. Apart from the open sector, looking like a toothless mouth, the place was amazingly well concealed. It had been covered in layers of earth, and time and weather had sown and nurtured seeds of all sorts of plants and trees, so that it was now hidden beneath an impenetrable layer of vegetation.
No sign at all of anyone trying to break into it.
There appears to be a narrow trail over to the right. Perhaps we could begin our exploration in that direction.
Sure. Dean?
Yeah, Dad?
Punch in the closing code. Let's leave it secure. Particularly as we couldn't close the entrance into the gateway.
The boy ran to the small panel, concealed by a section of camouflaged rock, and entered 253, watching as the heavy vanadium steel door slid slowly back down to close the entrance.
Let's go, people.
The path wound slowly downhill, getting muddier as it went. Judging from the pools of water lying in the ruts and hoof marks, it had rained heavily within the past hour or so. When they reached a large clearing, JB took out his mini-sextant and got a bearing on the pale sun, checking his readings carefully.
Where are we, John?
We were right about the bayous.
Where?
Close to your home, south of Lafayette, from what I recall of the maps. More south of Baton Rouge. Some way west of Nolens. Probably not all that far off the Gulf of Mexico.
Out of the swamps.
Looks that way. Unless there's been some big climate alteration the last couple of years, it happens.
Doesn't seem like there's been too much change. Just a classic swamp.
Cajun country. Place where you get a sore neck from having to look around you all the time. Dark night, Ryan. Maybe we should get right back into the gateway and jump out of here. Swamps mean trouble.
Have another jump like the last one?
Might be better this time. Couldn't possibly be a whole lot worse, could it?
Maybe not. I still reckon we'll take a look around. See if we can find any food. The trail winds on ahead over there.
Ryan's guess was that they'd soon be running into some serious water. It was Jack who spotted something off to the right of the track, a half mile after their last stop.
Folks ran about.
He pointed to the skeleton of what looked like a good-sized deer. It had been stripped by the predators, large and small, from the swamps. A few ants were still marching busily around the jumble of bones, picking out the last shreds of decaying meat from the darkened carcass.
Just look at what chilled it.
JB walked closer and dropped to his knees to see it better. His right hand pointed to the arrow that protruded from between the xylophone of ribs, its shaft split and broken halfway along. It wasn't like an arrow you'd normally see anywhere around Deathlands. It was close to 5 feet in length, made from a bamboo shaft with dark goose feathers at the end. The point seemed to be made out of hand-carved bone, and faded strips of colored silk were scrolled neatly at regular intervals around the peculiarly long shaft.
I recognize that. I would think there is no doubt that it once belonged to one of our Oriental friends.
The samurai? You think it belonged to them?
Been here some time. Must have hit the deer and not killed it outright. So it ran and died here. It hasn't been butchered for cooking and eating,